You?
Okay.
All right, I'm thinking over the sugya from the first day to the second day. So it presents an interesting idea in terms of in definition in general, I think. I want to stop and discuss it. Maybe change things for a third time. But, no, because I noticed in the way I was approaching the sugya on the first day, I had a certain idea. But we ran into some difficulties, and then the second day we changed it. But I'm thinking back on the first approach. Let me explain what I mean. So you have the machlokas, right? According to the Ramban, you have Rabbi Eliezer holds that Bizman Azeh Atzeres is Ola, the minyan. Right? And certainly Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that that everything is not, that nothing is Ola except for Shabbos. Right? And the Ramban said that really everything should be mafsik. So you have a question. You have a machlokas over there. That Rabbi Eliezer is saying that nothing should be mafsik. Right? Unless it's going to completely overshadow and give no expression to the thing, to the Yemei Avelos, it should never be mafsik Avelos. And Rabbi Gamliel is saying everything should be mafsik Avelos. And even Shabbos had to be incorporated into the Yemei Avelos itself. Otherwise it would have been mafsik. So we said for Rabbi Eliezer that after the Kiyam of Avelos of the Shlosh Yomim, now you have Yomim that are Mitzuruf to that Kiyam. You have Yomim, you have a certain Zman after the essential Kiyam of Bechi that was the first 3 days have a Nihug essentially. They have their own essential niyug. You have to be nohig 3 days of Bechi. So that has to be. Each day there's a certain intrinsic demand for 3 days of Bechi. Okay, that's why according to this Mishnah it can never be cut short. And it'll resume after the regal. If you someone's kovim meso shnei yomim, right? So that's a yom that has that's an idea of an absolute chiyuv of bechi, right? But the days after that don't have their own character. That's the approach we're trying to take. They don't have their own character. Because the Yemei Bechi have their own character. The Yemei Bechi, that's what they are. But the Yomim afterwards only have their Nihug, not because there's an essential necessity of Nihug for Shiva Yomim, but because not only do you have the essential Nihug of the Bechi of Shloshi Yomim, but the yomim that are associated with those days also have a certain niyug. Okay, the yomim that are mitzuruf to that day have a certain niyug. So there are yomim that are essential, and then there are yomim that are adjunct to that. Okay. They're adjacent to it. Right. So there's a difference between. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. He's saying that there's no reason why. There's no reason why the regel of Atzeres or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippurim should be mevatel the whole Shiva, because once you had the Yemei Bechi, so now 4 days afterwards are considered mitzuruf to that, And now there's a new chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv of Bechi per se, but there's a chiyuv to recognize not only the Yemei Bechi, but the yomim that are in the aftermath of it. The yomim that are mitzuruf to it. Okay? But those have a demand on the nihug, not as an essential nihug, right? That a person must be noheg avelus for 7 days, right? Because then it should be you should need an extra day. But the yomim have a shame. It was the first 3 days is really in terms of the gavra. He must act a certain way. But then the rest, those yomim have a certain shame of being close to that phenomenon. And it's the shame of those yomim that demands the nir. So if on this day I can't do it, I can't do it. But the shame of the yom, the shame of the next 3 days still exists. Correct? That's the way I think we tried to explain it the first time, right? Okay. Now you have Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel comes along and says, no, every day is masik. Every yom tov is masik. Okay? Now this presents a problem. This presents an interesting question. In general, a lot of times you have this same type of a question at this point. Questions like this: what is the nature of the machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel? What's the nature of their machlokus? Okay. You can explain it in two different ways, I believe. Okay, what do you say? Okay. So one way to learn the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel is that Rabbi Gamliel has a different theory entirely. It's a different theoretical basis. Okay? He has a different idea from Rabbi Eliezer. Right? A new svara in the idea of the Shiva Yomim. Okay? Or you can learn that he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer in terms of what the in terms of the svara, but they argue but there's a logical argument. There's an argument of logic, not an argument of underlying svara. So my first approach really was to say it was a machlokas in logic, a machlokas in logic. That was my first approach. Yeah. That everybody agrees that the days after the Chag, I mean on Monday, everybody agrees that the days after the Yemei Bechi only exist as yomim of an extension, right? As yomim that extend from the original days. They're mitzuruf to the original days, but now there's a machlokas. In a tziruf of yomim, will a new yom be mafsik? You understand? That's a logical question. Let me just without understanding it exactly. I'm just saying that once you say you can everyone can agree to the premise that you have the yomim. You have the ikur of the avelis, the bechi. And then you have Yemei Tziruf to Bechi. But now there can be a question, what's Mafsik? There can be a question, what's considered the Hefsik? You have a lot of questions like that. What's considered the Hefsik? Everybody agrees with the underlying premise that a Tziruf means that things are joined together. And then there's the questions of what's considered to be Mafsik. You understand? But that has nothing to do, that does not necessarily have anything to do with the svara of what a velus is and what the days are. You understand? So that was my first approach. That according to and I know I didn't express it fully. We didn't really fully go into the what exactly is the logical question, which we really have to do. But that was the approach I was taking with the Ramban. That's the way the Ramban is learning the Machlokas. That is, once you have a situation where you have the Iker Yomim and the Yomim that are don't have their own Iker, they only exist in juxtaposition to the original Iker, right? If you have a new halachic entity of Yom, is that a mafsik the tziruf between the ikur and the yomim that are mitzuruf to them? And based on that logic, Shabbos is no different than Yontif. But it's purely a question of theoretics. So it's a theoretical question. Given there's this setup of yamim that are ikur and yamim that are tziruf, what's considered a tziruf? I have a lot of questions of tziruf. The Yemei Bechi have their own identity. And that's why it doesn't matter if I do two here and one later. Right? They have their own identity. So, but days that only exist because of their proximity, so that means that something intervening will break the proximity. Proximity is just a, let me put it this way. Proximity, what do you mean by proximity, by the way? Closeness? Closeness, proximity, is just a form of joining two things together. You understand? Proximity is nothing magical. It's a relationship. But I could say that if there's something that's completely different in between, the proximity won't matter. In other words, you and I could be very close to each other physically, okay? But there could be a concrete wall between us. That's a very different relationship with the wall and without the wall, right? Because it's not closeness, it's not distance per se. Distance is a certain measure of relationship. But if there's something that's foreign in between us, the distance will not maintain that relationship. Right? There's a certain, now in defining, there's a certain amount where you should define, a certain amount where you should not define. It's very hard to to know, because to now try to understand exactly what they're arguing on is difficult. It's difficult. I understand, but some people will say, well, what exactly are they arguing on? What's exactly the point that they're arguing on? Right? We might not have enough knowledge to really understand that at this point. And to posit something might do harm, because if it's wrong, you'll abandon the whole thing. Sometimes it's better to say they're arguing on this inyan. And exactly the svara of one way or the other way is difficult. You can say, can you see two approaches? I can see two approaches. Yeah. No, according to this way, we're saying that the only time the Chachamim really knocked out, the only time you'd knock out, how are we saying now? That what? That according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only knock out the Yomim. Why is the regal mafsik by the regular case? Because the Yomim will have no expression, right? But after Shavuos, they will have an expression. Correct? After Shavuos, they will have an expression. So that's his svar, that they won't knock out the Yomim if they have an expression. Right? Huh? No. No, it's according to Rabbi Eliezer that there's no problem of Tziruf. Right? There's no problem with Tziruf. According to Rabbi Eliezer. Correct? Right? That's
the problem. You mean that his idea of tziruf doesn't mind itself being broken by...
Right. He holds that the yomim after the regular mitzuruf to the... are still mitzuruf to the avails. Right? So then he has to explain why on the rego they're not all aluminium. Right? According to him, he has to explain, so why on the regular are they not all aluminium? Correct? So he explains that because there's no when they made the takana they didn't they said yamim that won't have any niyag at all should be batal, right? Rav Gamliel doesn't have that problem because Rav Gamliel holds that the tziruf itself is broken, right?
But he would agree to that theoretically.
Were there a tziruf, then he'd have to think about what would be with days that have tziruf but no expression. But he never gets to that. Logically, he doesn't get to that. His yamim are just broken. But what I'm saying is that he's arguing on that premise with Rabbi Eliezer. Can you have Yumei Avelis that extend as a tziruf, as Yomim that are mitzuruf to the Avelis after an intervening, after a new Yom, after a different foreign identity of Yom? What leads me to think this way in terms of the Ramban is that he puts it that that really what two things in the Ramban make me think this way. One is that he goes so far as to say that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Shabbos is the same as any other day. So that means to say that the only concern is another Yom. Right? The fact that there's another Yom is the logical problem. That's one thing that makes me learn this way. And the other thing is that he decides that the Chachamim must be like Rabbi Eliezer, essentially. Right? How does he know they must learn like Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah, maybe they're... How does he know they must learn like Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right. Because Rabbi Gamliel would not tolerate an idea like that of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Gamliel would never tolerate an idea like that. And the whole ikkar of the Rabbi Gamliel's approach is that you can't differentiate between Yomim Tov and Shabbos. And it's just the fact that there's a foreign day. So you could, if your mind pushes you to try to come up with a svara of what exactly they're arguing on, it could give you two ways of looking at it. Maybe that maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you look at it like the Avelis is koveya yomim from before, right? So the fact that it was koveya that itself is what gives it its shame of being mitzuruf to the Avelis. It doesn't matter that there's a regel that intervenes, but still the day after the regel, since it was kavua by its proximity, it still has that character. But Rabbi Gamliel holds it's like a yoma arichto. Now it's just like the shlosha yomim now have a continuum of like an extension. An extension, once it's broken, can never continue. See, if you look at it like an extension, like a Yom HaRichta, like Rosh Hashanah, is considered one long day. Right? In a certain halachic sense, Rosh Hashanah is one long day. You don't say, for instance, that a Suffolk, a Beitza Shenolda on the first day is Mutter on the second day. In Yom Tov you say that, because each day is a Suffolk. Or a question of Shechianu. You don't make a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because it's Yom HaRichta. Right? There's a halacha of one of an extended day. So if you look at maybe Rabbi Gamliel looks at it like that after the three yomim of Bechi, now you have an extension of that. It has a din of an extension of that. But any yom that interrupts it would—it's impossible to resume an extension. It's impossible to resume an extension if it's broken. Logically, it's not possible to resume an extension. That's what I'm saying. That's a logical point. You can't resume an extension. Approach. But the point is, this is one type of an approach. You take the logical one svara in the Mishnah, basically, one essential idea of the inyan, and then there can be an argument on how it's implemented, on how it can exist. What form it'll take based on a question of a logical question. Logically, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel could be saying logically, since the last 4 days are considered like an extension. So once there's a yom that doesn't have the character of those 4 days. Right, be it Shabbos or any other day, you can't resume an extension. Right? If you're extending onto your house and your house falls away, you can't just continue your extension. There's no such thing. There's nothing to extend anymore. Right? There's no ikkar to extend. So that's Rabbi Gamliel's point. That any yom will be a mafsik. right? But maybe Rabbi Eliezer held it's not a din of an extension. It's in the din that one event is koveya yamim, and once they're kavua from before the regel is not going to undo the kvius. You understand? There. In other words, what's the relationship? When we say that they exist as related to the original yom, what's the relationship? Is it a relationship that there was a continuous, that it's continuous, right? That's really more in terms of right. Now, if it's an extension of yomim, so then any yom that doesn't have the character of this extension is going to be mafsik. So if you have a yom that's not capable of the nihugim of this day, you can't say it's an extension of these yomei nihug. You can't say this nihug is extended. Can't say the zman of the nihug. Can't say the zman of the nihug is extended, and have it exist in if you say the zman of the nihug is extended, then it's going to have to cease when that nihug is no longer capable of continuing. Right? Everyone agrees that the last days are yomim that exist in their relationship to the first days. And then there's a question of the way they exist. Is there is another day a mafsik? Well, I mean to say, logical argument is it's their idea of tziruf. It's just a question of it's a detail now. In what is their idea of yemei tziruf? Okay, look, logically, any type of a question of a hefsik is going to be dependent on what your idea of tziruf is.
Why can't it be the idea of hefsik, like an application?
Because hefsik means a breaking up of the tziruf. You can't really separate those two. Every idea of hefsik is going to have to relate back to your idea of tziruf in some way. But why I'm calling it a logical detail over here is because everybody agrees with one premise that there's the ikar and then there's the tziruf to that. The question is, what's a mafsik in the tziruf? If you want to try to give a possibility of what they're arguing on the tziruf side, you could say that it's a question of how the tziruf exists. What type of a tziruf is it?
But that's just us disagreeing on the...
Let me give you an example of what I mean by the other approach. See, I think that the Muki Yosef takes the other approach. That's my opinion. That the Muki Yosef takes a different approach. The Muki Yosef, I think, takes the approach that it's a machlokas and svara. Why? Because when he explains the Rabbanon, he goes into a whole different idea. See, when he goes, he says, "I want your considered opinion on this." Okay, that means consider it first.
Not your opinion, consider it.
See here or not? Okay, so the Muki Yosef is like this. On the Chachamim, he doesn't give any reasoning for Rabbi Gamliel. That's the first thing that's different about him. And he just says, by the Chachamim, Heim Machriyin. So he says, they're Machriya. They decide. They decided. Heim Machriyin. Atzeres Shu Kasav B'Cheshbon Gimel Regalim. Totally different idea coming up here. Right? Where's this coming from? Completely new thing. The Atzeres is included in the Shlosha Regalim. Okay. Yesh lo din haregalim. It should have a din of the regal. Shemafsikin ve'ein olim. Avo Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. She'ein uchayev la'alos bohem la'regal. Ein bohen Eladin Shabbos, Sheolin ve'ein mafsikin. So what are the Chachamim? How could you sum up the Chachamim? You can sum it up like this: if you go up, they don't go up. If you don't go up, they do go up. So what would you say? Here's where I want your considered opinion. Is he like Rebbe Gamliel, or is he like Rebbe Eliezer? Or is there not really a way to know? Or is he the the famous third possibility. The fabled third possibility. So he's certainly not like the Ramban, right? The Ramban was saying that what? Ramban was saying that Rabbi Eli, that the Chachamim Svara was basically Rabbi Eliezer, but keeping Atzeres the way it was. Keeping Atzeres the way it was. Right? That was the way the Ramban was saying. How do you look at Rabbi Eliezer? How do you look at the Chachamim? You say the Chachamim are Rabbi Eliezer, but they maintain the Atzeres, since it had the din of Shiva at one time, they maintain its din Shiva. Right? But what does the Ram Nimuk Yosef sound like he's saying? I mean, he's certainly not saying that. Let's put it this way. If you look at the according to the Ramban, what's the basis of the Chachamim's opinion? The basis of their opinion is that you need a 7-day Yom Tov to be Masik. That's the basis of their opinion. Right? In terms of analyzing it, you see, you just ask yourself, what is it? What is it? Right? What is it according to Ramban? According to Ramban, the basis for the bittul of the reg of the velus, according to the Rabbanan, is Shiva Yamim. Right? So that's and that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. It's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that you need Shiva Yamim to be Mavato. That Saris is only 1 day. So he says it's Choshev Keshiva Yamim. Right? He works it out. It's Choshev Keshiva Yamim. What is the basis of the Nimuki Yosef's Svara? Well, according to Nimuki Yosef, what's the basis of the Chachamim for the Chachamim to say that the Avelis is Batal? Certainly has nothing to do with being 7 days. Right? It has to do whether there's Aliyah L'Regel. Whether there's an Aliyah L'Regel. So he's certainly not taking up Rabbi Eliezer's position. He's certainly not Rabbi Eliezer fixing the problem of Atzeres. The way the Ramban is, the Chacham was basically Rabbi Eliezer with the patch on Atzeres, right? But that's certainly not the logic of the Chacham according to the Muki Yosef. So they're taking a different position. So if every 3 machlokas is 2 machlokas, and we excluded Rabbi Eliezer, QED, it's Rabbi Gamliel. So then that means that Rabbi Gamliel has to have a different svara than that means that the logical basis of Rabbi Gamliel is different than the Ramban laid out. Because according to Ramban, the whole idea of Rabbi Gamliel is that another day is always a mafsik. If that's his essential idea, and even Shabbos would get caught into that, right? How could you argue, how could you say that the Chachamim are going to hold like that, but only partially? It doesn't allow any partial acceptance. It's either all or nothing, that svara. That svara doesn't allow for modification. Yeah, but that's because it's intrinsically impossible. So they said Shabbos is like... But that's not what he's saying. It's not even what he's saying. If he would say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are so important, we wanted to incorporate it like Shabbos, that would be good. But he makes some funny differentiation. One is a regular and one is not. It's not in the Lashon of the Chachamim. But I'm saying if you say the Chachamim are Rebbe Gamliel plus, meaning to say that not only did they incorporate Shabbos, but they said you should incorporate Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And first of all, that's a funny kind of an idea. Because the only reason to incorporate Shabbos is because it has to be. There'd be no Shiva without Shabbos. Why should you have to incorporate Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And secondly, he doesn't say it. He makes his own reason. He says a different reason. It's because the Regel, because the Shlosh Regalim are... They won't apply. That's a good example. If you say that every three-way machlokas breaks down into two sides, so then that itself is showing you there are two types of machlokas. Right? It means to say there's an essential svara machlokas that you break the two sides into, and then there's a detailed machlokas within one svara.
That details the logic?
Details the logic.
You can't have a further conceptual
detail. See, it seems to me that the Muki Yosef is taking the other approach, that what is the mafsik that the mafsik is in terms of the gavra. The mafsik is in terms of the gavra. Okay. See, if you hold that the mafsik is in terms of the gavra, now you have room to maneuver, because you can say just briefly, just quickly, and we'll try to go into more detail. But I'm saying, you can say like this, that another experience, according to the Rambam Gamliel, any new shame, any new experience of the gavra that's foreign to avelus is mafsik. Okay, so that in that sense, all the yamim tovim are the same. But the chachamim come along and they say no. Only yamim tovim that have a kiyum of simcha lifnei Hashem are mafsik. Only an opposite idea is going to be mafsik, not an other idea. You understand? If you're looking at it in terms of the gavra, that he can't go back to the nihug, he can't go back to the extended idea, to the extension of his, he can't go back to his nihugim of the original kiyum, if there's something intervening. Now you could also argue. Now you can have a detail. Now you have a detailed machlokas.
That's not a lot of points. That's a further conceptual
question. Oh, please. Now you have a...
You're just calling logic conceptual.
It depends. No, but there's a circle of concept that they're not, that neither one is going out.
Otherwise it would be a third position.
Right. So then maybe Eliezer would learn it's a din in the yamim. So he doesn't care about anything. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a din in the gavra. Right? But he holds any kedushas hayom will be a new, will any kedushas hayom will break up the any kedushas hayom, any other niug of a yom, right, will be mafsik in the niug of the gavra. Okay? And the Chachamim say, no, it's only a din, only when there's a kiyum of that's antithetical to avail us will it be masik, but not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. In other words, let's put it this way: according to Rambam Gamliel, you don't have to say Shabbos was a problem like the Ramban was saying, because Shabbos doesn't have its own doesn't have a kiyum like that of Simcha. So that's going back to the Mukiosis thing. Shabbos doesn't have a kiyum of simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim have an idea of simcha, but they don't have an idea of omed lifnei Hashem. That's what he means by aliyah l'regel. Aliyah l'regel is a whole different idea of lifnei Hashem. That's a simcha lifnei Hashem. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim have an idea of simcha. Like Ram says, it's not a simcha yisera. There's a little bit of simcha, but not a simcha yisera. So that could be the machlokes. What type of a simcha is mevatel? Is it only the simcha lifnei Hashem that's mevatel, or any kiyum of simcha is mevatel? That's a question. That could be a question. That's a machlokes. I don't know exactly how to define that. But Shabbos would not be a problem. Shabbos is just oneg. So Shabbos was never a problem, according to Rebbe Gamliel, according to Nimuk Yosef. He always, even Rabbi Gamliel had a logical differentiation. So according to Ramban, once Rabbi Gamliel, Svara Shabbos was caught in the net. And then he had to make an exception. But according to the Muki Yosef, he never puts Shabbos like that. According to the Muki Yosef, Shabbos is never even a question. Because the only problem is Simcha Sagavra is going to be Mevatel, the continuous Nihug. Right? Guy can take a break from doing the self affliction, but that doesn't mean it breaks up his ability to continue the sorrow that he was in. But simcha will. Apparently, it's only a question. It's a question of, is it the state of simcha? I mean, simcha lifnei Hashem is like a state in the gavra, an all-encompassing state in the gavra, whereas simcha in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is less. I don't know exactly how to define it right now, but. But you understand, that's why, according to, he says, din, ein b'lam ela din ha-Shabbos. That's what he means. They only have the din of Shabbos. How can they have a din of a Shabbos? Meaning they have the din of the Shabbos, like Rabbi Gamliel Shabbos. They have a din of a Shabbos. Meaning to say, they're not a, it's not, it doesn't have the shame of a contrary, that's going to be mevatel the niyud. By the way, just on a side point, I think that's the idea though of the shiva yom of atzeres. Bizman shabesim mikdash hayakayim. Apparently, since those days are roy for the chagiga, they have an idea of still being lifnei Hashem in some way, because the chagiga is brought for the simcha of lifnei Hashem. And as long as you can still bring it, there still is a tzirif to that. It still has a shame of simcha. To the point of that, you'd say that they wouldn't start it. All right. Let's just compare and contrast for a second the Rambam Gamliel, because that's really where the difference lies, right? According to the way we're learning in the Ramban, it's a question of that when you have yomim. What's the tzirif? Is there still remain a tzirif of yomim? But if it's a question of yomim and a tzirif of yomim, then any shame, any new chalos shame of a yom is going to be a problem. You understand? If the entities we're dealing with are yomim, then in that respect. The Ramban said, according to that, you treat all Yom the same. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. Any new shame of a Yom is going to be mevatel the shame of this Yom as an extension. Right. That's why the Ramban's approach is an absolute approach. His approach is absolute, even in terms of Shabbos. See, what I mean by a difference between the yomim and versus the gavra, because there's a basic problem. I mean, there's no yomim without the gavra, and there's no gavra without the yomim. I mean, even if you say yomim, it's always the gavra on the yom, right? Right? So what I mean by gavra versus yomim is, what is the nature of the maisa? What's the kiyum of the maisa? Okay? It's a different kind of a it's a different kind of a maisa, if you're calling it yamim or if you're calling it gavra. If you're calling it yamim, what it means to say is like this: that the original event of the bechi, has a zman that's mitzuraf to it. Okay, the original ikar, of the avelus, has zmanim that are mitzuraf to it. Okay? Like a yortzeit is a zman that's mitzuraf to the original day. A certain idea of a tziruf of a zman. Okay? And that gives those days a certain character. And in response to that character of that day, the person is obligated to acknowledge it with his nihugei avelos. You understand? But now the only question is, where's the tziruf of the day? For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's tell you yortzeit. So let's say somebody was nifter on a, let's say someone is nifter, and then one year there's a leap year, right? Another year there's a leap year. So do you say it's every 12 months from the, you know, you can, I'm not saying this is a question, but I'm saying, you know, what's the day that's mitzuref to it? Is it the calendar day? You know, you can see. Like I'm saying, there's no question like that. But it's a question of the tziruf of the day. Now, is which day reflects the original event? But the day that reflects that event is the day that you have to observe. You understand? So now it's just a question of, do these days have that identity or not? And if the identity comes from a proximity, is it broken when there's an intervening thing? You understand? That's one theoretical way of looking at things. But that's what we mean by the yomim. Of course, it's the gavra who has to do things on the yomim. But the kiyum is that the nature of the event is a response to a certain reality in the day. Okay? As opposed to the kiyum, to when we're saying it's in the gavra, we're saying that the gavra has to be involved in this thing for a certain shear. Right? There's a certain from the original experience, he has to continue in the experience for a certain amount of time. The time is measured by yamim, but but the activity is not an activity of yamim. It's an activity of continuing the original thing, which has a measurement of yamim. You understand? When a guy observes a yahrzeit, it's not an activity measured by yamim. It's the yom. The yom demands it. Okay? But over here, that's the question. According to the Ramban, the rest of the Shiva is also yamim. Is yamim. And now you have a question, what breaks the character of the yamim? Yamim that are defined by a preceding event, are they broken by an intervening event? In a descriptive in a way of summing it up. But according to Menuki Yosef, he's learning it's the Gavra must continue. Now, just because he stops doesn't mean he can't. Just stopping itself is not a hefsek, he holds. Stopping itself is not a hefsek. Like a guy eats a meal. So he doesn't have to constantly be eating every second, right? The activity is not broken. In terms of activity, a cessation doesn't break it. But something contrary does. That ends the activity. You can take a break in an activity and continue. But there's a contrary thing breaks it. Yeah. So Shabbos, he holds, is never a problem because Shabbos is just a cessation. Right? The only question is, what type of Yimei Simcha break it? Is it any Kiyam of Simcha in the Yom? Or only a Simcha of Aliyah L'Regel? That's a reality. Right, by Rabbi Eliezer, in the Bizman Shabbos and Mikzvah Yekayim, the whole week, since it's Roy for the Tashlumim, apparently the whole week has a Kiyam of Simcha L'Fnei Hashem.